This is Donna Gold interviewing Fred Wall at his house in Deer Isle, Maine, on June 6, 2001, for the Smithsonian Institute Archives of American Art. I'm going to... So first, I guess, I will go through the basics. When were you born?
Let's see, February 4th, 1934.
And where?
Evergreen Park, Illinois.
And did you, now you moved around a lot as a child, right?
Quite a bit, I guess, let's see. I'm not, I would have to count, I don't keep track. Decatur, Illinois. Springfield, Illinois, Peoria, Illinois, Decatur again, and then Ferguson, Missouri, and then finally back to the Chicago area where I was born and lived in Oak Lawn, Illinois, till my parents finally, by that time I was in college and sort of on my own.
Do you... feel that, can you talk about what kind of impact that had on you as a kid?
Well, I'm guessing, I mean, all of us have different personality types. I find in my later years in some therapy that I have a tendency to be more of an introvert. But I do feel that all that moving, like an army brat, kept me from ever really having any close friends. I don't remember really anybody from my youth. And I have no connection with anybody as a result. As other friends of mine who I've met or people in my later life that I know seem to have friends that go way back because they lived in one place there all through the adolescence and high school, which is very strange to me, since I never had that. So the friends that are more permanent are friends that I met in college and in my adult life, not in my youth. And I think in many ways, always being moved, just as I was sort of getting settled in, create a kind of a pattern in me of never getting involved. I mean, even today, I'm not very active in anything except my job and my wife and I. So I have a few friends here, but not a lot. And I think that may have be a part of that whole issue of never feeling secure, you know, growing up that way. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the stories that sticks in my mind, when we moved to Ferguson, Missouri, I think I was in eighth grade, and that was junior high, and so that was a different school than when I went to high school. And so in high school, I was, the first time I been anywhere more than 3 years, and I was a junior and looking forward to graduating, and I guess at that point I'd really kind of dug in a little bit. Had, as I did traditionally there, your graduation ring you would order in your junior year so you could wear it in your senior year. So I had ordered my ring, and then my father announced that we were moving. So my senior year in high school was in a whole different town, and I never wore the ring. And that was kind of typical of how my life was, in that the high school I moved away from was a smaller school. There might have been about 300, 400 students at the most. The high school that I ended up going to was in a different